Simon & Schuster Audio presents Operation Black Key by Kim Hughes, read by Jamie Parker. Part 1. Chapter 1.
Target sighted. Cutting engine.
Despite his near whisper, Lieutenant James Varney's voice came over the speakers of the Special Boat Service's Mobile Command Center truck with admirable clarity. The MCC was parked up on the pebbly beach near Herne Bay, the stretch of Kent coast where Varney and the men under his command had launched their rigid inflatable boat on that night's training mission. Inside the highly modified IVECO lorry, Staff Sergeant Dom Riley looked up at the pulsing red dot on the screen above the radio operator's head. This indicated the position of Varney's rib, currently some 6 miles offshore, in the liminal zone where the Thames bled into the channel. Back in the day, Riley had been out there himself, practicing the same moves, pretending that hostiles had taken over the objective and had mined it, threatening to cripple the UK's vital maritime trade in and out of Tilbury. The fictitious target was one of the Maunsell forts, Second World War-era structures that had once held anti-aircraft guns and now sat, decaying, forlorn and unloved, out in the estuary. If he closed his eyes, Riley could picture the four units making up the fort, which had once been linked by long, rotted walkways. Each sat on rust-streaked legs, standing like the aliens from the War of the Worlds, as if ready to stride ashore. With engines cut, the six SBS men would paddle the rib through darkness. It was gone midnight, with March's new moon mostly obscured by clouds. To the largest of the four. There had once been five, but a careless Swedish ore transport had taken out one of the quintet. It was an unnerving approach for the men in the rib, Riley knew. The metal giants groaned and creaked with the waves, as if they really were living, breathing entities. First time out, it was, Riley had to admit, a spooky, sphincter-clenching sound. Riley was in the truck purely as an observer, part of the MOD's new initiative to have more cross-fertilization between regular and special forces, to see if they could learn from each other. It was his role these days. Observing. His army-appointed shrink had recommended light duties for him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?